This is IGN.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
An ode to joy. This is your IGN review of Super Mario Bros. Wonder by Ryan McCaffrey. Every single Mario platformer game, 2D or 3D, seems to gleefully reinvent itself to some degree, doubling down on the unique delights that they bring me. Continuing that trend, Super Mario Bros. Wonder is very aptly named because, quite simply, it is full of wonder. Literally wonderful. Every frame oozes joy, from its bright colors to the Flower Kingdom's ubiquitous talking flower, who's never lacking in words of encouragement as you run and jump through dozens upon dozens of stages that are altered by unpredictable and often grin-inducing wonder effects, and more often than not, the antics of Mario himself. Whether you enjoy it solo or with up to three friends, there's a lot to love about Super Mario Bros. Wonder. Wonder catches the eye immediately. It dazzles due to its typical and welcome use of a wide variety of colors, with a particular emphasis on vivid blues, reds, greens, and yellows. But it's particularly impressive in motion. With apologies to Yoshi's Island, it looks like what you'd imagine a proper Super Mario World sequel should be if it were made in 2023 instead of 1995. Animations are the undeniable standout here. Mario reaches back for his hat when he dashes into pipes. Critters' eyes bulge in fear as they run in terror from a pursuing plumber. Goombas have snot bubbles on their nostrils as they nap. Elephant Mario squeezes his giant round body into warp pipes and awkwardly tries to make himself as small as he can when crouching under a low row of blocks. There are so many more. Those touches go a long way toward bringing Mario's first trip to the Flower Kingdom to life. A wrinkle in the 2D Mario formula comes in the form of badges, a group of roughly two dozen unlockable, active, or passive effects you can choose to take into each level. Boosting Spin Jump lets you tap the right shoulder button to effectively double jump. Grappling Vine means even Mario games have grappling hooks now. Safety Bounce will let you survive a fall into lava, and Sensor pings more frequently as you get closer to key objects like large purple coins and, crucially, Wonder Flowers. These badges give you some welcome control over how you tackle stages in a way that best suits your playstyle, not to mention offering a bit of replayability as a cherry on top. Some badges can be purchased at shops, while others are earned when you complete badge challenge stages designed around that particular power-up. By comparison, buying a badge with purple coins was unsatisfying, especially considering I was never short on them. I wish each of them had a fun challenge associated with it instead of just some of them. Speaking of new additions, Super Mario Bros. Wonder offers familiar four-player local and brand new online multiplayer, with the online component being surprisingly seamlessly integrated. I don't see it as appointment multiplayer gaming. Couch co-op is still where it's at in my multiplayer Mario game, but it works, and the friend races you can initiate on most stages can be a fun distraction from the primary platforming action. And whether you play on the same screen together or online, it is nice to see Nintendo put forth a more concerted effort to make multiplayer feel like a more organic part of the platforming, rather than a tacked-on afterthought, through things like standees, which lets you leave respawn points for your friends, and turning your pals into ghosts that won't physically get in your way during a precise jump or maneuver. But let me circle back to Elephant Mario for a second. Is he explained? Does he make any sense at all? Does it matter? No. Is he awesome? Yes. He is a dominant Shaq-like force in Super Mario Bros. Wonder, complete with absolutely hilarious animations. A tap of the Y button sends smaller foes flying away when he swipes at them with his trunk. He can also hold water in said trunk too, dousing hot blocks and watering thirsty plants where needed. His sheer bulk even allows him to smash bricks with his trunk. He's just a blast. Drill Mario is also a welcome addition. With a drill bit on his hat, he can burrow into the ground or the ceiling to access hidden areas and spring up from below on unsuspecting bad guys. I can't quite say the same for Bubble Mario. He blows large bubbles that can snag coins, slightly home in on and ensnare enemies, and can be used as jumping pads, which is all useful enough, but when given the choice of which Mario form I wanted to take, just like in past Mario games, you can keep a power up in reserve to switch back and forth as needed, I typically opted for Elephant Mario or good old Fire Mario. Super Mario Bros. Wonder establishes a new standard for what 2D Mario platformers should look like. It is colorful, it is alive, and it is joyful. It also managed to surprise and delight me in continually more creative ways, thanks to its unpredictable wonder effects, which transform levels into something completely different for a brief while. Like dessert in the middle of the main course of each stage, they were irresistible and always put a smile on my face, as did the absolute beast that is Elephant Mario. In every other way other than advanced challenges, Wonder feels like a 21st century successor to Super Mario World, and I'm not sure I can give it a higher compliment than that. Super Mario Bros. Wonder's IGN score? 9. Thanks for listening to IGN. My name is Tony Jackson, and for the latest Super Mario Bros. Updates, visit us at IGN.com.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.